The word today is unfaithfulness. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Doug Schrader. The human heart, due to the sin or imperfection that resides in it, finds it hard to be consistently committed to God. There are many ways of being wayward spiritually, but God's love never strays. It never fails. Here to teach us more about God's eternal love is Bible educator Doug Schrader on The Word Today, Unfaithfulness.
Sometimes in the Old Testament, God had his prophets or his spokesmen live out real-life examples of what was in his own heart. You might say that these prophets were conducting illustrations that were living, real-life illustrations. One of the most striking of these was the prophet Hosea. Hosea was supposed to demonstrate God's faithfulness in the face of Israel, God's people's unfaithfulness. In the book of Hosea, we see that he is commanded by God to marry a woman of unfaithfulness, as it said. Her name was Gomer, and she very likely was a prostitute. We see her several times having relationships that are illicit and against God's commands. And so Gomer and Hosea are married. This would be the equivalent of a pastor taking a prostitute for a wife, or a woman who had gone through serial marriages, maybe three or four or five marriages, and the man of God, the man of the cloth, decides that he is to marry her. You can just imagine some of the reactions to this. I'm sure many of the reactions would not have been very favorable from people who would have considered themselves very holy or very upright. And yet God told Hosea to do this to model the situation that was taking place between God and Israel. Well, what was the situation with God and Israel? The people were turning away from God. They were being unfaithful to God. They were neglecting their worship. They were not taking moral responsibility for their decisions. There was increasing crime in the society. Prostitution also was flourishing. Adultery was rampant. All of these things were signs of a spiritually sick society. And so God commands Hosea to marry this woman of unfaithfulness, this adulteress, and it is to be a living example of a broken relationship between God and Israel. They had broken the vow that they had made in the covenant that God had established with them at Mount Sinai. In chapter 1, verses 1 through 6, we see that even Hosea's children that he has with his wife Gomer are given symbolic names that stand for Israel's unfaithfulness. The first child's named Jezreel, and that means God scatters. Because of the sin of the people, because it extended even up into the highest areas of Israelite society, with bloody wars being fought between the descendants of King David over control over Israel, God was going to scatter his people as a result. And then the second child that they had was named Lo-Ruhamah. And Lo-Ruhamah means not loved. Now, God's line that he always said to Israel was, I have loved you with an never-ending love, with a strong, ongoing, resilient kind of love. And yet, what he was saying here was, because of the obstinacy, because of the stubbornness of the people from refusing to turn from their sin, he was now saying he would not forgive. he would not love them any longer. And then the third child's name kind of puts the end to it all when the child's named Lo-Ami. Lo-Ami means not my people. This was kind of like the statement of divorce to Israel. God had always said, because of the covenant, I will be your God and you will be my people. Well, now the Lord was saying, you're no longer my people. You see, there comes a time when God gets sick and tired of unfaithfulness, and God gets really upset and angry over refusal to repent. And I think of the way today in societies around the world, just focusing on this one area of relationships between men and women, the way prostitution is glorified, when in fact it is really an ugly social blight. It is a sin that is inappropriate and sexually deviant. There are many women that are taken from their villages around the world and forced into prostitution and treated horribly. And sexual diseases circle the globe because of people having illicit relationships. It's really a disgusting thing. And yet, in many cultures, it is accepted to a degree for men to have kept women on the side, or to take temporary wives for their own sexual purposes, or maybe considered as spiritual companions or secret lovers. This is all an abomination in God's eyes. This is all prostitution. This is all unfaithfulness to the way that God ordained relationships to be. In American culture, we have more than our share of foolishness. I remember how foolish that movie was in 1990, Pretty Woman, with Julia Roberts, who is supposed to be a hooker with a heart of gold. And I thought, how ridiculous that something as vile and ugly and as horrible to women as prostitution is held up as though it's something wonderful. And then we see on the television all kinds of scantily dressed women. And in the popular music, the women are denigrated. In certain types of music, they're called ho, short for whore. And this label is placed on women. We see personal ads on the internet and all kinds of filth and immorality on the internet. Prostitution is now seen in some cultures as a sign of advancement instead of a sign of disgrace. It used to be shameful, and now it's considered as some kind of career-building move. This is all ungodly, and the Christian will run away from these things. The Christian will reject these things and fight against these things, and the Christian will also fight for freedom for women so that they don't have to be forced into prostitution and humiliating circumstances. Well, what about a prophet who marries a prostitute? That would be the equivalent of a pastor today marrying a porn star. And I'm not being outrageous. This is exactly what God had ordained Hosea to do, because God, in his holiness, decided that he would love sinners anyway. It's almost unthinkable to think of a combination of a pastor and a porn star. The one is supposed to stand for righteousness. The other one seems to stand for wretchedness. And yet, that is precisely what God has done. In his holiness and his perfection, he has given himself to save sinners. People that are impure. People that are immoral. And I don't care who you are that's listening, you have a sinful heart. No matter how you try to pretend to the world that you are upright and you look so righteous and so moral, you still have lust and evil in your heart, and you can't deny it. And you need a holy God that is willing to forgive you. And that is precisely what the Lord has done. He showed us that in Jesus Christ, he is willing to forgive our wretchedness, our sinfulness, our immorality, our indecency. He calls for us to be faithful, just as in the book of Hosea, the prophet commanded his wife, you will be with me and you won't go to someone else. You won't prostitute yourself. You will remain with me. And in the same way, God calls us to do the same. When he's forgiven us, when he has brought us to himself, he expects us to be faithful. He expects us to be committed to him and to his morality. You know, I want to point out something else, and that is there might be individuals here listening that think to themselves, yeah, there's a lot of immoral, there's a lot of scummy people out there. But let me tell you this. All it takes for you to have been unfaithful to God is to ignore Jesus. All you have to do is just sit there and conduct your own life and pay very little attention to worship of God, faithfulness to Jesus, learning his word, living according to his spirit. All you have to do is just think you can conduct your own life and do it your own way and pay little attention to God, and you are just as unfaithful. You need to repent of that as well. It's not just the people that are running around sinning in your eyes. It's your lack of commitment to God that is just as corrupt. So you know what? There's something for everyone to repent of. The beautiful thing is that God is looking for people who will do more than just give lip service to him. He is looking for people that he can bring back to himself, that he will save. You see, God attempted to bring you to himself in Jesus Christ. In 1 John chapter 1, it says that if we confess our sins, he, meaning God, is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. God wants to be wed to you. God wants you for himself. Will you stay? Will you be faithful to him? Please leave your sin. Please repent of it. Don't ignore Jesus anymore. It is time for you to come to the one who loves you. Christ died so that your sins would be forgiven, so that you would be committed to him. Stay and be with him.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We always appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word Today. We would really enjoy hearing from you, so why don't you take a moment and write us a note today? And when you write, be sure to request the booklet by Pastor Paul Schrader entitled New Life, a short study in Paul's Epistle to the Romans, chapter 6. In New Life, you'll study the 9 most important verses which point the way to the new life you can have in Jesus Christ. Our address is The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Please remember that your financial gift helps this program to stay on the air. Also, your free will offerings help us add new stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. You may be interested to know that we also broadcast in 46 foreign languages. Please pray that God will help us continue to expand. Once again, our address is The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Every week at this time, we bring you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your life. We hope you'll join us again next week for The Word Today.